Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we will be having Pooja Desai and Lolita here, as always, co-hosting the show. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Adam. How's it going with you today?
Doing great. And as always, we are waiting for Pooja to sign in as the commute is a little bit long for all of us to get here on time. And as always, welcome everyone to the show. Welcome to the chat room. And we're going to go ahead and get things underway momentarily. As soon as we have our other co-host, Pooja Desai, here, we will be taking callers as normal with a question on any topic in their life. And please, as our queue does tend to be a little bit long from time to time, we are going to be taking one-part questions from each caller only. Now, as an announcement right now, you will receive 10% off at HowPsychic.com when using our promo code from the radio show right now, referred to as radio. That is the promo code. And it is radio with the capital R, lowercase the rest of it. You just enter that when you're checking out with your counseling session, private reading, or your chakra intuitive counseling with Pooja over at HowPsychic.com. As always, we're going to have a great show, and we do look like we already have some lineups here in the queue. So we're going to go ahead and start taking our callers, and whenever Pooja pops on, I'll just bring her on air. Our first caller for today is under the area code 323. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Hello. Hi, I'm great. Thank you. This is Lisa.
Hello,
yes.
Lisa.
All right.
Well, my question is work-related.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an actress, and I'm currently looking for new representation. So I guess my question would be, what would be the best route for me to go about doing this, and do you see this happening soon?
All right, let's see here. All right, Pooja, you are on air, just so you know.
Hi.
All right, hello. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Great. Well, we have our first caller for the show today, and she's from the area code 323. She wants to know that she's doing a change in career, and she just wants to know what we're picking up on that for her. What direction, you know, do we feel she needs to go in? What kind of approach? The thing that I'm receiving right now for you is that we need to think outside of the box. We need to be very different on your approach because I feel like the normal methods, going out, hunting things down, by doing the footwork, getting out there, going into the different places, yeah, that's all good, but I'm feeling like something's going to be outside of your area, your zone, something maybe in a different city, something like that.
Oh. You're talking, because I was asking more specific about new agent. And so you're suggesting that perhaps the new agent is outside of my own city.
Yeah. I'm feeling something like I'm getting the vision that it's just outside of the reach from where you currently are. Like it's outside of your current location.
Got you.
For some reason, I feel like the one that's just outside, not too far away, but just outside, seems to be proving a lot better, seems to yield a lot more quality.
Okay. So what route would I take to do this? Then most of my in this region.
All right. Well, what I understand here is that I don't know how much you have access to the internet, but I'm feeling like the internet's an option, newspapers, things like that. Really connecting and talking to people about this. I'm feeling that somehow you're going to get a lead that brings you outside of the city, and that lead's going to come through you discussing and posting things and talking about what you're looking for.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've been doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
All right. Pooja, are you getting anything?
I pretty much got everything you were saying, but I do get that the next opportunity that comes up is going to be financially a lot better for you. And I'm almost kind of seeing two different directions. So it almost seems like you're going to have two different possibilities at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I think you're going to have a chance to choose. And I think you're going to choose well, but whatever's coming up, I feel like it's going to be financially a lot more prosperous for you.
Oh, that's great. That's what I've been praying on. So I'm heading in the right direction. Great. Thank you, guys.
All right. No problem. Thank you for calling in. All right. Well, our next caller is coming in under the area code 303. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi, how are you this evening? This is Jane from Colorado.
Doing great. Nice to meet you, Jane.
I would like to find out about my love life and if this gentleman Andrew and I are going to make it through the bumps in the road and come out okay.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, there does seem to be a lot of bumps in that road, but I can say that I do feel like you guys are going to come out okay on that one. Andrew seems to be someone in a position right now where he's, I'm not going to say he's transitioning anymore, but what I will say is that he's finally making action and he's finally making peace with his past.
Okay. That could be this other woman, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wondered. Yeah, because
so
he came
I'm
back
feeling like that
really strong.
Severance
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's going to sever?
Yeah, that severance is in the workings right now.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I wanted to know, because it shocked me when he came back to me really strong, like you told me. We talked about a month ago. You were right on about that, and then he pulled back after 3 weeks. And it was just weird, so I'll wait.
Okay. And Pooja, did you have anything on this one?
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing. I feel like there's an inner process that's kind of going on with him right now. And that's a huge part of it. So he is kind of making amends with the past. I do feel like you guys have a long road together, but I don't feel like it's necessarily going to be the easiest one.
It's not going to necessarily be what? Easy?
The easiest one.
Oh, okay. We're at a distance. That's probably what you're picking up, too, because we live in two different cities.
Yeah. But it does seem like there's going to be an alignment eventually. Totally.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you guys, you were really good last time, so I will keep in touch with you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. There's one more thing. I'm feeling that there's a 2-day time span on further communication.
Okay. He's been trying to get in touch with me all week, and I've kind of backed off. Just said I didn't want to talk yet. So, yeah, I'll give it a couple more days then. Okay. Well, thank
all
you,
right.
guys. Have a nice night.
You too. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye.
All right, wonderful. We got a confirmation. Always great here on Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai from Believe, Healing, and Lolita. All right, guys, well, Just one moment here. Lolita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was looking on my
phone.
I didn't see you. Okay, cool. All right, guys. Our next caller is by area code 412. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. And how may we help you?
My question is about a relationship I'm currently in. I just was kind of wondering where it was going, like if this was a long term.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go ahead and need your first name. I'm sorry?
My name's Keisha.
Okay, and I need his, please. Just the first name only.
Mookie.
I'm sorry?
Mookie, that's his nickname, Mookie.
Oh, Mookie. Okay. Let's see here. You know, it does seem to be a little bit slow, but I'm seeing that actually picking up in the next 4 to 5 days. So I want to say that this relationship is good. I want to say that he doesn't seem to really show a lot of emotion, but his emotion is there. And don't worry, he seems like someone that procrastinates a little bit, but he'll get the job done. So that's what I'm being told.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems like someone who he's not fast to get into something, but once he's on for a long time.
I mean, very. Yeah, he seems to be someone like, have you questioned his loyalty at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like his,
I never found him cheating, though, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't feel that he's cheating. I don't really feel it's his loyalty that needs to be in question here, but his emotional stability does play into this. I feel like he lacks a little bit emotionally, but ultimately I am seeing that improving here, and I want to say that I'm focused on this, and I'm feeling like there's tension that's been there, but that tension's going to go away very soon.
This tension is what... it's a gap that we both deal with, like, businessly, and that's where the tension came in it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
And he tried to make it up. He's trying to make it up, but I'm going through my own little, in my head, so, you know what I mean? So I kind of back off anyway.
Okay. Well, you know what? It looks like it's going to get better from here, just maintain that patience and just try and do what you've been doing. There's nothing new. There's no suggestions I have to try anything different. It just has to, you know, be go with the flow kind of deal.
I was just about to say that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is coming in under the area code 32. Okay, hold on. I'm reading something wrong here. Okay, next caller is coming in by area code 603. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You are on air. Hi,
Hi,
how you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. Hello?
No problem.
Hello?
How you doing?
Yeah. Hi. Me?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Who there's 2603s.
2603s.
We have three people on one call that you're calling into, hon.
Oh, okay. Is it me?
Yeah,
that's
you.
Hi to you.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Okay. I thought there was more than one caller, and I wasn't sure who was saying hello, hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, there's three hosts
we
here.
We have three people. Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Well, my name is Val. How are you all tonight?
Doing great. Nice to meet you, Val.
Fantastic. Thank you. Nice to meet you all, too. I just have a question, I guess, as far as maybe what you see coming up as far as love life or anything, or if there's anything important in general I need to know, whatever. I don't know. I'm
going to
be going.
Okay. Well, because you're asking about love life, we'll just go with that. We normally do specific questions here. In the love life, I do feel like something's coming up, but I'm getting ties to the past. So I don't know if you could elaborate on that for us a little bit.
Ties to the past.
Mm-hmm. Like there's somebody, okay, I'm going to be specific with you.
Please.
I'm feeling that there is a specific tie to someone in your past that has really lacked in consistency, okay? And I feel this individual comes in, goes away, comes in, goes away, but that consistency just is not there. And it's been a real emotional roller coaster for you because you have these feelings for this individual. But after a while, they really started dying down because you just wasn't feeling it no more. You'd been through enough. And I feel that individual has now become less of an opportunity with age and with time. And I'm feeling this new person coming in being a much better match and a much better potential for long-term commitment.
Okay. Let me ask you as far as with what you said. Will this old person try to come back into my life and, like, I don't know, just kind of, I guess, reel me back in, so to speak?
Okay. Well, it does look like the old person will come back around and be somewhat curious because I feel like they're going to notice that you have moved on. But ultimately, I don't think that they're going to try and reel you back in. I think what they do is very strategic. They're going to try and make you want to come back in on your own rather than, you know, forcibly or trickery. You know, they're going to want to sweet talk you. They're going to want to make you feel and see what you want to see.
Oh, really? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when this happens, I can prepare myself to, not be around.
Yeah. The person from the past, as much as they are a good person internally, their actions aren't necessarily coinciding with their intentions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, when should that happen? So I know, not to be around.
Oh, when would they
come
back around? Okay.
I don't want to deal, I just want to go away so I don't even have to kind of see them.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'm not getting the timeline on that one. Pooja, do you have a timeline on this one?
For some reason, the first thing that popped up was December. That's a while away.
December with a D?
Yeah.
Oh, December. Okay. Okay. Well, that gives me enough time to prepare to find a hiding spot so I don't have to see them.
Oh. Okay. So
well,
I take it you know who we're talking about.
Possibly. Perhaps.
Okay.
But, that's a good thing so I can prepare myself. But will
that
other guy be in
before
then?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's just say the one that I'm speaking of and keep on feeling here or seeing here is a very intensive, overwhelming vibration about them. And a very, I don't want to say demeaning characteristic, but it seems like they can be a bit demeaning at times.
Oh, you got that right. That's why I am by myself, away from that situation because I'm too strong for that any longer,
mm-hmm.
no more. So,
hey,
you guys have been wonderful. I know you probably have a million calls, but I wanted to say thank you and blessings to you all.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I just have one suggestion for you.
Sure.
I would really think about doing a clearing with Pooja or whoever that you find, but she's offering some great specials. At the end of the day, you can never say that you're not prepared. You can you cannot be prepared too much. And
well, I know.
And just know, enjoy it. There can be a lot of blockages. I'm sensing some blockages and no hesitations, because once you stop blocking, you're going to stop yourself from receiving, you know, a lot of things in your life. And I would really, really look into getting a session with Pooja. She's actually fabulous, where she can actually guide you, you know. So while you are waiting for love in your life, you know, truly take the time out for yourself. Like I always tell everyone that's waiting on love,
yeah,
you should really work on yourself. And
mm-hmm.
when you really get that frequency higher, you'll find yourself different people coming in your life where you really basically don't deal with all that. So that's the only input advice I had for you while you're going through this path, is to really work on yourself and do a lot of chakra clearing and have a good mentor that can guide you to the next step. And then when you understand it, you will just be in the knowing when that person is coming, because it is a different feeling when you just know.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
I will definitely. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's a really good opportunity. And the reason I wanted to add this a little bit in is because I just went through something very similar to what was being described for you, where having a guy in your life that's kind of not as emotionally stable, it kind of throws you off. And what ends up happening is you end up trusting yourself a little bit less. And so it's a really, really good opportunity to go inward is what it is. And so a lot of times when you do all that kind of clearing and work and stuff, it allows you to pick up less of what he's doing and more of what you're doing. And so you have a stronger
mm-hmm.
sense of yourself when he does come around again. Does that make sense?
Well, it totally makes sense. And I'll say this real quick. Actually, I'm in the process of writing a book, and I hope to have it finished by the end of the year into January or February and published. I think it's going to be a big, big seller. And so by that point, I will be so confident that if he looks my way, I won't even acknowledge him. So, and I'm not mean.
Are you overly giving?
Am I overly what?
Giving.
Usually, yes, I am. I give my last dollar to help less.
And that's where you need to. Another healer is on air giving advice too, is that another area to work on is your throat chakra. When you're overly giving, you're not allowing to receive. You can't focus on one thing.
There's a note before you continue. I'm going to go ahead and take a break for a moment. So just swing in as much as you can.
Okay. Thank you. What happens is, and Pooja actually had to teach me that, when you're always giving in the relationship, you actually forget to learn how to receive. It's not a mantra out here that a woman can do it on its own, and it's all about work, work, work. At the end of the day, you must find balance within yourself have everything in your life. Does that make sense? When you're doing it always, learning how to receive. Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
You're forgetting on how to receive things in your life, and that actually can block a lot of things that you're trying to accomplish. Not to put that down to your book or anything like that, but I'm trying to get you to understand that all the blockages that you're incurring can hinder your progress for the future, whether it be for your book, your life, and for yourself. So you can't play the yin and yang role. You got to play one of the roles. And right, Pooja?
Yeah, it's a balance. It's not so much about being blocked. It's about keeping yourself clear, energetically clear, so that you what happens is the flow. You want to keep the flow clear, so that when the timing comes and all these things that you are going to receive, you can feel it and you know it, and you're clear enough to receive it. A lot of people are not clear enough to receive it. They don't even recognize it sometimes. It could be in front of their face and they don't recognize it, and a lot of times it's because they're not clear. So I think that's kind of what Lolita's really getting at.
It's
not so much about being blocked. It's more about gaining clarity, and that clarity allows you to
like I said, go inward, hear your own voice a little bit more, channel a little bit better. Writing, whether you know it or not, is channeling. So
yes.
It's just clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Clarity is what it is. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been most awesome. I so appreciate it. And look for my book. Well, I'll get in touch with you as it's closer, so you can just kind of look for it and see what you think and give me feedback.
All
right.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much and blessings.
Have a great
night. You too.
Thank you and
Goodbye.
So many blessings for having you here. And before I let you go, get in touch with me when your book comes out and when things are ready. I'd love to have you on as a special guest to kind of go over your book and talk about it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I would be honored. That would be wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
So,
okay.
Get in touch with me. Lolita, from if you're in the chat room, can give you my contact information or you can visit the website.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank
that is
you.
Wonderful. Okay. Take care, you guys.
All
thank
right.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Well, and that's another caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller is by area code 32. You know what? I'm going to take this one. It says area code 323, but I think we had you on earlier. Hello, caller.
Uh-oh.
You are on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm good, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. And how may we help you?
I have a really interesting question. There's a gentleman that's come to my work three times. Twice. And so basically, he hasn't been back. There's a connection between us. I've been doing a lot of work on myself. And somebody told me to break up my. Something told me to like go to the gym at a different time, and I went today at a different time. And this guy's in this class, and I'm just thinking about this guy, and I'm thinking, well. It looked like a class he would take. And then I think he's in the class. It's
okay.
It looks like 75% of it, like the hue of his hair, the structure of his face.
Mm-hmm.
But energetically, I'm not quite sure because I'm just looking at him and taking a class from a distance while I'm working on a machine. I'm like, and I keep looking at him like, this looks like the guy. And I wanted to know, is it the guy? And I know it means something.
Okay. Number one, I do feel it is the guy. And number two, only you will be able to find out what it means in the end. Because you need to go with the flow on that one. You need to work with that energy that you're getting. You need to work off of that vibration that you're receiving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number three, you're very gifted yourself, and I feel that you just need to trust in that gut instinct. That's where you're getting a little bit lost with it.
Yeah, I've done a really good job of pulling back my, grounding myself and stabilizing.
Yeah.
And getting clear, because at first I was like in la-la land and like,
mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of processing since. And then
we're all
the
there
sign,
at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like every time I get more ingrained within myself that maybe he'll get closer, because I feel like when you're out there not doing your work, it kind of like disperses the energy.
Yeah. Okay. One word of advice, though, is don't get too grounded.
Mm-mm.
Grounding is always good. But never
become
too grounded, because then you're cutting your abilities off completely. You need to find that happy medium. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I agree with you. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that I'm feeling is something that you're holding on to. I'm feeling like there's one last release, and I don't know exactly what it is, but it deals with a cellular memory from your childhood.
Well, I've already been, it's funny you pick up on that, because I've been doing a lot of work with that, like huge work. So whatever, like, I don't know if you want to lead me in a direction, because I'm doing so much work with that right now that I feel like it is 12th grade. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
there's something that
12th
yeah.
grade comes in. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Totally. All right.
Anything from Pooja?
Yes, Pooja, are you there? Oh, hold on. I think she's on mute again. All right, Pooja, are you back?
Yeah, I had to, I missed the whole conversation because my phone died.
Oh.
I have to apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
What we were, hold on.
Okay, yeah.
What we were doing here was talking a little bit about her gifts at the later part of this and how she's been able to ground herself. She's been doing really good work with it, but she's lost track of being able to stay in tune with her gut instinct. And that we were discussing how she needs to be grounded, but not too grounded, and she needs to find that happy medium. But there, in the very last part, there was a cellular memory that she has not yet worked with. It's the last release that she needs, and it deals with her 12th grade in childhood.
Oh, wow.
So wanted to find out if you had anything on that.
Yeah, I think, are you meditating regularly?
I'm doing a type of release work, and I've been doing some energy work. I don't know if you consider that meditation.
But you're not meditating, right?
Yes and no. I mean,
the biggest thing I'm thinking of is meditation. I feel like there's a lot more meditation that's needed.
Okay.
I also feel that there's definitely a little bit more clearing work that needs to be done. Are you attuned to any kind of energy work?
Am I attuned to any type of energy work?
Do you mind? Me asking? Is it Reiki?
I can. It's not Reiki, but it's like other stuff. Like people that do like different type of energy work. It's not really Reiki, mm-hmm. but
okay, you're dealing with higher level work here. On the basis of Akashic records, from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's what I was picking up. I think the biggest thing is for you to really meditate a little bit more is what I'm getting. I feel like that's mm-hmm. the disconnect that's happening. It's like you can release and work and all of that, but if you're not meditating, you're not connecting back with yourself. And that's what's really important here is that you're connecting and you're actually listening. Meditation is actually listening, so it puts you in a zone that's a little bit more receptive.
You know what?
I
started. You know, it's funny. I kind of denied. I actually do. I've been doing it a couple of times a week now, doing a morning walk.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that meditation?
Nice. Yes, because what you're doing when you're walking is your brain doesn't have anything really to focus on when you're walking other than looking at little pretty things you see amongst your walk. So what you're doing is you're meditating during your walk. You're meditating, though, on a purpose during the walk, and sometimes that purpose really variates day to day. But
yeah,
ultimately, your brain has that time to rest, and your brain has that time to begin to think and clear itself at the same time from different points of release that you may need.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I was saying, I think it's really important that you also find a time where you're not moving and you're really just kind of in silence. Is the biggest thing I'm getting. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Metamorphosis has come in to state that you do need some work on your solar plex and your root, okay, as far as your chakras are concerned. So I think that as much as you have been grounding and your root has gained a strength, it's maybe gained a little bit too much strength and has set it off balance a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So... what I'm feeling is that one of the messages coming through is stick to the basics. It's okay to get advanced. It's okay to use the advanced energy, but never forget the basics because they're the start, you know, of everything.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you for your help.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Blessings. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Wow, we are lit up tonight.
Quick question for you.
Yeah.
Elaine wants to know, will she find someone that's physically and emotionally in a...
Next week.
She just got out of a relationship. She's trying to get out of one.
Yeah.
I guess she's
next
looking for
week,
a future partner.
There's
next
development.
Week?
There's transition next week.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Okay. So don't know what that is, but next week, that's what keeps on being told to me.
Could it be that her relationship is ending next week?
It could be that she ends the relationship next week or even this week. All I know is that there's transition and there's something to celebrate next week, and she's going to be really in a much better position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pooja?
There's a lot of healing that she needs right now.
I just told her that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of emotional stuff that's being released.
Mm-hmm. I actually suggest that she gets an appointment with you, Pooja, because I feel like that could really help her out.
Yeah, if I'm good at anything, is that emotional release, and we tend to really need that, especially when we've been in a space where we're sharing that emotional space with someone, and it's time to kind of move forward. We definitely kind of need that. So, she's up for it. We're having a wonderful deal right now, so it would definitely benefit her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just as a note for those of you listening and wanting to get a counseling session available at healthpsychic.com with Pooja, all you do is when you're checking out with your session, you enter the promo code in the coupon section as in radio. You just put in the term radio with the capital R. You'll be able to get 10% off of that session price. And whenever you schedule, you make the payment through the website there, we will call you with your number on file with your payment in order to set up your scheduled session.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, our next caller here is by area code 610. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Reverend Adam?
We're doing great. How may we help you?
Actually, I was calling for a question, but actually I just had an affirmation.
Okay.
I'd gotten a reading from you. It was back in May.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned that, you know, you saw me having a job by July.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I received an offer not too long ago, and, you know, I accepted it, and it all happened. It really happened in July.
Wow.
Awesome.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Go,
Adam.
That was awesome, and I recall, I'm like, let me think back, and I couldn't remember your name, and I said, oh, that's Reverend Adam Lee, because I do remember talking to you back in May. So,
mm-hmm.
And I just thought I might call in and let everyone know that you're right on the money with that.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
right.
that.
Right.
And I
now,
do feel it going fairly well for you, although I see a bumping road to begin with. It's going to go pretty smoothly.
A bumping road?
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of a bumpy road to begin with, but it will go smooth.
How long is a bumpy road?
The bumpy road's only about a week or so.
Oh, well, that explains, you know why? Because
mm-hmm.
it's the training, and I just found out last week, well, actually this week, that the training was going to take place, like later in the day. And I have to travel into the city, like, really far.
Mm-hmm.
So probably it's going to be, it's going to be difficult. I have to, wake up super early and then super late. So I won't have time for anything at all. So
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think you're going to have to worry too much, though. It all looks pretty good to me.
But do you feel it's a good environment there? I mean, as far as the company?
Yeah, I do feel it's a good environment. I feel that people there work as a team, although it may not seem that way all the time. They do work as a good team, and I just feel that this is going to be a propelling point for you and to your success. So just go with the flow a little bit. Don't get too discouraged, and allow yourself to relax, because that's how you're going to be able to make the best of this.
Right, right. Now, I'm leaving at the end of next week and on my job. They don't know anything yet, and I'm planning on putting in my notice on Monday. Because, like I said, it all happened so fast, and I wasn't going to let them know until I for sure, you know, was 100% sure that, hey, you know, they are going to hire me. So do you see anything going on? I don't know where I'm working when I put in a notice
on
Monday.
Right now, just go with the flow, hun. That's the message. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we need to be concerned about that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. No problem.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, another great confirmation here on Psychic Talk Radio. Wow. All right, our next caller is by area code 773. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello.
Hello,
how are you doing today? Good, thanks for taking my call.
No problem, how may we help you?
I'm just looking for an idea where when you see me moving to South America.
Okay, let's see.
And when I say that, I mean like all the eggs lined up with someone to rent my place, a job, and all that.
Yeah.
When would be the best time to move?
Okay. Wow. You know, I don't know why, but December is popping out. Okay. And December and January. So those 2 months are very significant right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I'm trying to tap in and get a little more information. Pooja, if you're getting anything, feel free.
I'm getting the same time period because I'm seeing the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you're going to be rushing. Like, there's going to be a lot of rushing going on for some reason, so I do pick up the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And you were going to ask us one more thing, I'm sorry?
Yeah, is there going to be a little bit of romance before I go?
Okay.
Particularly with a couple guys I'm thinking of, one or the other.
All right, let's see here. I'm not really picking up on that right now. I don't have the answer for that one. I think that one is supposed to be more of a surprise.
Oh, well, I'll take a surprise, a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You all have a good night.
You too, thank you.
Good night.
All right, another great caller here. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, and Lolita. All right, well, we have our next caller here who is coming under the username Sky Love Fills. All right, you are on air. How are you doing today, caller? Hello, caller. Skylar Fills. You are on air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for being close. I just want to ask. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
You're breaking up a little bit on us. We can barely hear you.
Hello.
Try calling back in. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that, guys, and sometimes we do get a little bit of static in our lines here. So what I'm going to do is once I see you come back up on the queue, we'll try reconnecting, and then we'll try and bring you in. Our next caller is by area code 310. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing great today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm just really down right now.
All right. Well, how may we help you?
Well, I just got my unemployment check, and I saw on the card that I only have 1 week left, and then that's it. I'm done. I got no money coming in other than that. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, for money, I've been looking for a job for a long time, and I keep going to these job reviews, and nothing's coming through. And I am waiting to hear from one company who said they'd let me know by tomorrow whether or not they're going to hire me.
Okay.
So, I'm just wondering to see what's coming up for me.
All right. Well, that one company that you're talking about that looks somewhat promising, you know, I think it's a little bit better than it even appears to be. And I'm feeling that that's going to come through for you. I'm also seeing something coming up around next Friday, not tomorrow, but the Friday after that. And I'm feeling that that's another opportunity as well, something that's going to be referred to you by someone that you just happen to be talking to at that given time. And
okay.
I feel that is something that looks very promising as far as you being able to get it and hold on to it. So right now, as much as it looks dark, as much as it looks gloomy, do not give up hope because I'm seeing you at the end of the tunnel. I'm seeing it's still pretty dark, but there is that light there, and you're going to be able to make it after all.
Okay. All right, I'll just hang in there then.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, there is another message here. Have you done anything online on the computer, like working at home?
No, I haven't. The only thing I've done on the computer is just I've been doing some writing on the computer with my book, some scripts,
okay.
bits,
yeah.
and then sort of job searching, that's it.
Okay. Well, the books, the comedy skits, that kind of stuff, I see that even taking off for you down the road. But let's get you these opportunities right now to tide you over, and then the rest will follow.
Okay.
Another message for you was to stay positive. You really, really got to stay positive because you can hinder a lot of things, and that was just a message from another healer on the phone. So really, really change the whole attitude on how you approach about the unemployment and work, and just know that, you know, being really positive can really help the outcome, too.
Okay.
All
right.
And you know what? If you remain positive, you're going to be able to manifest that positive energy into your life, no matter how dark it might seem. I have to agree with that. You have to maintain that positive aspect. The more you allow that fear to take over, the more it's going to manifest it.
Okay. All right. And is there a message from the other side? Because I'm waiting for a settlement from a lawsuit that's been going on over 3 years now. And I'm supposed to get a settlement any time now. And do you see how much and when that's going to come?
Okay. As far as when, yes, I'm getting anywhere between the 29th of this month and about the 6th of September. Okay.
Okay.
So that's when. As far as how much, I'm not really certain. Not certain at all.
Okay, because about 2 months ago I had a dream that I received 5 separate checks, each amounting to $42,000. So I'm putting my energy out there, hoping that I walk away with at least $150,000 to $200,000 from this.
I understand.
Was this a lawsuit about family?
Pardon?
Was this a lawsuit about the family?
No, it was a lawsuit against a former employer.
I mean, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got it wrong.
Okay. Well, the family, though, I feel like you're out of contact with. Like, somehow there's a lot of tension in the family.
Yeah, there's members of my family that I have no contact, haven't had contact in a long time. Some of them,
mm-hmm.
there's a couple that I don't want to, and then there's a couple that I do want to, and but they don't want to, so I just leave it alone.
Okay. All right.
Hoping that eventually they'll come to their senses.
Yeah. And there is this girl that I see that has always been sort of a romantic interest for you, but has always seemed to ignore you in the end.
Yes, and well, yeah, you got it right.
Okay.
She's always going to be in my heart, no matter what or who I'm with, and there's nothing that'll ever change then. But we're at a distance, mm-hmm. and in fact, I got a hold of her just a couple weeks ago for the first time in 16 years.
Yeah.
And it really eats at my heart, but I know I have
mm-hmm.
to let it go.
Yeah,
so.
You need to heal that memory. You need to heal it. It's okay to always have her in your heart. It's okay to send her blessings and love, but it's not okay to hold on. And I feel
I just,
that there's a part of you that's still held on.
Yeah, but I just wanted to find out, do you feel that she still has love for me in her heart?
She does, but she can't get over her pride. She can't see the trees through the woods right now. And it's been a long time since she's ever been able to do that. And I feel that, and I fear, unfortunately, maybe it might be until the very end of her life that, you know, it takes that long for her to even begin to realize the damage that she has done.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Stay positive,
okay?
I will. You guys have a great night. You've been really, that was really dead on.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and don't worry, it's going to get better.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Lila wants to know, the girl that was just on Skype that you couldn't hear, that her and her husband are going through some tight financial issues where it's causing them not to pay for their children's school, and one of their son is scheduled for operation. Can you give any advice or hope for them that everything will be okay? Or
there is actually a little bit of hope coming up. I'm sorry, Pooja. I don't mean to blow you out the water. You can just step in anytime you want. But there is hope there. I'm seeing a very divine hand coming in through the form of a very dear friend of theirs. Maybe they don't know this friend yet. Maybe they don't know who it is. But there is someone that's going to step up, a woman, okay, a lady, that is really going to give them some great help. Maybe they're not even a friend yet. Maybe they're just someone that's going to become a friend through the help that they provide. I feel that they're going to pay for the surgery, and they're going to help as much with the schooling as they can.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Pooja, I don't mean to be over-talking you at all today. So if you need to tell me, shut up, Adam, I've got something, go right ahead, hon. Pooja? Hello, Pooja, are you there?
Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
We might have lost her. Maybe that's why I haven't heard her. Okay,
hi.
Let me try and put her in. Hey,
there she is.
Hello. How you doing, girl?
I was just saying, you're fine.
Okay, cool.
Your thing.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm realizing I'm really zoning today for some reason. I'm like, God, I hope I'm not throwing her under the bus here.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right. Our next caller is by area code 276. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you guys?
Doing great. How may we help you?
Well, I was wondering, I'm here with a, a friend and a very voracious dog right now, so don't mind her in the background here. But I was wondering if you could tell me, I found a dead frog in my yard today, and I'm very much on animal totems and signs and the universe speaking in many different languages. My friend saw a cardinal today, too. So we were just trying to get a fix on what that means. My friend's name is Andrea.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this dog.
Frogs are transition and metamorphosis, okay? As frogs metamorphosize into frogs from tadpoles, okay, there's a big change coming, and it's for the better.
Okay.
Because, you know, a frog starts from a very little tiny thing and gets even larger.
Right.
I also feel like you and your friend both go through very similar situations at the same time. Seems to always happen that way. And I feel that both of you right now have been dealing with a very large, pressing matter in your lives, or at least it seems larger than it really is. I feel that someone in both of your lives has really been creating quite a bit of stir, and I feel that that's at an end. That's about to go away, and something better is going to take its place in both of your lives.
Oh, great. That sounds great, because, we are going through something similar with two different people, and we're waiting to find out when this is going to end.
Well, you know what? I give it another week and a half, and you will have your transformation or metamorphosis.
Oh, awesome. So the fact that it was dead doesn't mean anything, really. It's just either it's dead or alive.
Dead or alive, it really signifies more of the basics here. But in certain cases, the dead frog could represent the end of something old and the beginning of something new.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about the cardinals? Do you know much about cardinals?
Cardinals, it's a type of bird, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, we were just trying to figure out. It's the red bird.
Red is passion and love, okay? So obviously whatever the frog represents in that situation you guys are going through has to do with love life.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Is there any other message that you have?
You're more than welcome. One of the messages is I'd love to do a private session with you because I do feel that maybe this frog could have a representation to do with something else. I just want to do maybe a 15-minute session with you to confirm that you don't have any sort of negative placements on you from other people.
I see. Okay, well, that would be great. Do you have your website on the page here? I'm away from my computer right now.
You can find it through the chat room because, Lita will post it for you. Or the name of the website is howpsychic.com, like how are you, you know?
Okay, howpsychic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All
great.
Right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, another wonderful caller, guys. We are swamped today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, so far, we have been. Our next caller is area code 845. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question. I'm contemplating a few things right now, a job change and a move out of state.
Okay. You know, the vision I'm getting right off of the bat is a train, but I'm going to take a moment to connect a little bit more because I don't know where this train fits in. Pooja, if you're getting something, go right ahead, hon.
I just need you to repeat that one more time.
Sure. I'm sorry. Yes, that's a good question. Do you want me to repeat my question?
Yeah, one more time, please.
Okay.
I'm looking to change jobs and move out of the current state that I'm living in, and I'm wondering if that will be successful for me. Will any opportunities open up for me to do that?
I don't know if Adam can confirm this, but I'm getting yes, but not right away.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Yeah, I will confirm that.
I feel like something's coming up around November. It's a little bit later than maybe you hoped for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm seeing something open up in November. I don't know. I keep picking up on struggle. So I feel like there's something you're dealing with right now that that's kind of postponing it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I have to step in for a moment because I'm getting a message from the chat room from one of our psychic friends over there. Metamorphosis is stating that he sees a lot of water around you. Either it's where you are now or it's where you're going to be, okay? And what I'm also feeling is that train that I keep seeing. And one of the things that I'm feeling about this is don't allow your problems to get in the way of your blessings. You have to go around them. You have to find a way through them. Don't allow them to become the thing that holds you back.
Okay.
And I think that right now, if anything, it's more about action than it is about, you know, planning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That train is just move, 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 okay? That train says mm-hmm. movement. That train is on the go. And I feel you'll be there. There is a little bit of a delay. I'd have to agree with Pooja, but that's because I feel you're allowing your problems to get in the way of your blessings. There are certain strings that you could be pulling right now, but you don't believe you could pull on them. Well, I'm here to say, you know what, try it. Everything's worth a try.
Okay. Well, that was my only question. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Thanks. All right. Wonderful. As always, it's great to have Metamorphosis in the chat room. Always helps us out here.
Yeah,
so once more, thank you, Metamorphosis, for that. Our next caller is by area code 716. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah.
How may we help you?
I just wanted to see where my relationship was going with my boyfriend, Sean.
Ooh, okay. Give me one moment. You know, Sean is so sporadic. He really is a sweetheart, though, and I do feel it's going to go pretty well. Okay. In fact, I know that commitment you've been waiting on for so long will be coming back around now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'm getting is that the telepathic communication is there. So you're able to sense what's going on with him, and he's able to kind of sense what's going on with you. He has a really weird way of timing, though, from what I can tell. And what I can also tell you is that as much as he seems to step back from time to time, it's not that he's willingly doing that. I feel that he's being pulled by several different polarities, and he's just trying to get everything in order.
Oh, okay. Because we had like a little argument, and I just wanted to see if we're going to clear this up.
Yeah, the argument will clear up. It's nothing but a chicken wing. Don't worry about it, and it's really just a molehill. It's not a mountain.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. That's really insightful.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Well, we have a minute here. Do either one of you have an announcement to make?
No, I guess the specials that we're running for the month of August. For the month of August, everyone, we're having a 10% off on all the specials or any deals on HowPsychic.com. So go ahead and check out all the different specials and programs and book your appointment for the month of August.
Yes. Thank you. And Pooja, did you want to make an announcement for your website, hon?
Yeah, I would love to. My website is, my business is called Believe Healing, and my website is www.believehealing.net. There are lots of different packages, healing packages that I offer on there. There are also different deals that I'm offering right now, too. So, you know, find me on Facebook, find me anywhere, and we'll connect and see what we can work out.
Awesome. All right,
yeah.
Guys. Well, as always, it has been a wonderful show, an honor and a privilege to have you guys here co-hosting alongside of myself, and an honor and a privilege to have our guests in the chat room, all of our callers and listeners. And as always, it is in thanks to our callers and listeners that our show has been growing each and every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All right, everyone, namaste and good night.
Good night.